Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, said the Pfizer vaccine is still available at various health centers.
As it relates to the COVID-19 vaccine, we still have vaccine available in St. Vincent. The vaccine that we have currently available is the Pfizer vaccine. We're still very much encouraging persons to go to their nearest health facility and to seek guidance as to whether or not that vaccine could be administered at that center or they will be redirected to another center. All the vaccines are available at the health centers across St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Senior Nursing Officer Community Health Services has put measures in place to ensure that that is something that is activated and functioning.
And that is Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. Meanwhile, there are now 107 active cases of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, according to the latest update from the Ministry of Health. The ministry says 7 new cases were recorded on Wednesday from 30 PCR tests and 11 new cases were recorded from a rapid antigen test. 8 recoveries were noted on Wednesday and 3 persons are currently hospitalized with the virus. 2 are unvaccinated and 1 is fully vaccinated. 9,026 cases of COVID-19 and 8,808 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date, and 71,436 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered here. 36,716 persons have received their first dose, 30,832 have received their second, and 3,888 persons have received boosters. In the region, 8 more deaths from COVID-19 have been confirmed in Jamaica. The death toll since the onset of the virus in March 2020 is now 3,106. Jamaica also confirmed 92 cases of COVID-19 from 763 samples. Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have declined to 126. 11 of the patients are severely ill and 3 are in critical condition. And the Ministry of Health in St. Lucia confirmed 39 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. These new cases bring the total number of cases diagnosed in the country to 26,855. Confirmation was also received of the recovery of 26 individuals diagnosed with COVID-19. This brings the number of active cases in St. Lucia to date to 121. Currently, there are 8 positive cases of COVID-19 at the Respiratory Hospital in St. Lucia. And in the international arena, the European Medicines Agency, the EMA, said today it is recommending the authorization of the coronavirus vaccine made by the French pharmaceutical company Valneva, making it the 6th shot given the green light in Europe. The EU drug regulator said in a statement that it had cleared Valneva's 2-dose vaccine for persons aged 18 to 50. The main study used to assess Valneva's vaccine was research in about 3,000 people aged 30 and over. The scientists compared it to the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.